Thank you. The ethnic, religious, and linguistic diversity in Syria has not been constitutionally recognized since the founding of the state. The Syrian state has failed in its obligations to protect local cultures and provide learning and teaching opportunities in the native languages of millions of Syrians, including Kurds and other minorities. After 2011, the Syrian state lost control of various areas in the north of the country. Many residents then had the opportunity to learn their native language for the first time in the country's history. Turkey has occupied this area since 2018. Since then, the Kurds lost the opportunity to have an educational system in their own language. In these areas, Turkish authorities and educational institutions determine the educational policy guidelines. These policies aim to systematically restrict access to education in native languages, particularly Kurdish, including digital education opportunities. Turkish authorities present in Afrin, Serekanir, Aslain, and Tel Abyad in northern Syria have ignored the serious violations committed by the armed groups they support and have made no efforts to prevent these armed groups from attacking the local population and members of national minorities as well as religious communities, particularly Kurds and Yazidis. Turkey failed to fulfill its obligation as an occupying power to protect property and cultural heritage of the local population. It has also failed in its duty to provide sound legal and administrative mechanisms for national and religious minorities to reclaim their property. The challenges faced by Kurds and minorities in Turkish-controlled areas of Syria are aimed at eliminating cultural and linguistic diversity and implementing demographic change along the Syria-Turkey border. This is a policy that includes elements of cultural genocide and threatens the future of civil peace in the country. Thank you.